Hello.
Hi, is this Patrick?
Yes.
Hi, Patrick. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good to hear that. I actually received a concern from April. She's your project manager, that you're requesting for a refund on a recent payment that you made. So can I please understand the issue?
Yes, I would like to cancel that payment because I am not ready to go ahead with that that plan of action.
Okay, is there any specific reason?
Yes, I wasn't prepared for that payment or that strategy of purchasing books. So I went through with it, but I did not have time to think it through of what I want to do. So I would like to cancel that.
Okay, so are you indirectly saying that someone forced you to pay this?
No, I'm saying that I didn't have time to think through the decision.
Okay, well, that is not an issue. You can take your time and you can think through about it. Let me just put down a clear picture here for you, Patrick. The print-on-demand orders, the kind of thing that April was working with you on, this is something that we get from bookstores, okay? So it's not something that we are randomly doing. In other words, let me explain the entire process to you, okay? Let me just really go back. What happens is that usually every quarterly or so, we actually get orders on print on demand. What happens is that we submit the manuscript of our customers, sometimes unfinished manuscripts as well, to see what kind of potential there is in order for the sales to be optimized in future, okay? So that way, bookstores like Barnes & Noble, Hudson Group, and some other bookstores as well are included. These are giants, basically, where we get the orders from. What they do is that every specific bookstore, they go through the manuscript, they display it a bit, you know, advertise it a bit in the bookstores, and according to the potential that they're getting in terms of customers coming up to them and, you know, asking them for a copy of that book or showing some kind of interest, that is when we actually get a rough estimated print-on-demand order from them. So, in other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that the reason why we were proceeding with the 1,000 books was because we have potential orders coming in from four different bookstores. Now, if you decide to cancel this, we'll have to turn them down as well. And to be very honest, at this point of time, Patrick, I would really go ahead and initiate a refund. That isn't a problem with us. We can go ahead and initiate a refund, but a refund is mostly eligible. You can say a customer is eligible to get a refund when they're dissatisfied with the services. All right. Any other reason, for example, if you're not ready to proceed with it or you would like to cancel it for no specific dissatisfaction, that would fall under the change of mind clause, which means that you will have difficulties obtaining a complete refund. I'm not saying that I'm not willing to go ahead and do that. I just want you to have a bigger picture, okay? So I really would like you to reconsider this before we cancel out these potential orders, because that might become a problem later on.
Well, there's no potential orders because the book's not ready yet. The book has to be prepared first. I have
I
time.
am. Go ahead.
I should have time to map that out for myself.
Okay, I completely understand where you're coming from, and I'm well aware that the book is still under polishing by the team. But the raw manuscript, the unedited version, that was provided to these potential bookstores that we work with, a mutual vendor. And according to them, there is a demand for the book. So if we cancel out these orders later down the line, they will not be willing to keep your book on shelves. So I just wanted a clear disclaimer. I wanted to provide you a clear disclaimer on that. And if you still insist to cancel that out, considering that this is like a huge, this will have a huge impact on your potential sales, because these bookstores will not keep your book in future. They usually blacklist you if you do something like that. You know, if they demand for an order and if the author is not providing them or the ghostwriting company is not providing them, then they actually blacklist the book. So even if the book comes out, they would refuse to put that book on their shelves, because right now they have a demand and we are not supplying to it. Understand the demand and supply curve here. So that might become a problem. I just want to make sure that you understand this correctly.
What amount of demand do you have on file? Because I do have books available.
I'm sorry, I did not get that. Can you repeat?
I would like to know the numbers that are on demand right now.
Okay, I can check that for you right away. Can I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah.
Let me pull it up in my system, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for being on the line, Patrick. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, this was really easy peasy. And Patrick, I am shocked that you want to cancel this, because overall, out of 1,000 books, we have a print-on-demand order from two of the Barnes & Noble stores and two Hudson Group stores. I'll give you the exact locations for them. And the order is for 800 books. So if you're canceling this, it's a huge order. And, of course, it's going to have serious consequences on your sales. And I don't know what else to say. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, what are the amounts for Barnes & Noble and for Hudson?
I'm sorry?
Can you break down the
number of copies required?
Yeah, for each, yes.
Yes, let me look into that. Okay, so B&N store, two of them together require 600 books, and Hudson Group requires 100 each.
Okay.
So that is a huge order, Patrick.
Right. Okay. And how would I get one more thing?
Patrick, I'm so sorry I'm interrupting you. I just want to make you feel comfortable. And in order for me to do that, I'm giving you another deal. And this is an exceptional deal. Usually we do not do this. See, all of these print-on-demand orders, the author has to bear the cost for printing and shipment, okay? And then what happens is that over the time frame of 6 months, whatever royalties that you're getting from these individual stores, once they sell out the copies, will directly be transferred into your bank account. So we won't have any cut in between. All we are asking for is for you to bear the cost. All right? Second thing that I want to let you know, I'm sorry, you were asking me something. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'll listen to what you have to say.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to give you a deal. See, the actual cost, the total costing that is there for 1,000 books is for $9,000, and that is USD I'm talking about. And you actually decided on a payment plan with April in which you were going to pay $3,000 each, I believe, and there were three installments, correct?
Yes.
Okay, how about this? And it's a one-in-a-million deal, Patrick. I usually have to get an authorization for that, but as an exception, I'm going to work this out for you to feel comfortable. How about this? We keep the $3,000 that you've paid, and we add the remaining $6,000 from our end. We let the sales happen. We cater to the orders. And then once you get the royalties or once you start getting the results, then we can discuss the remaining installments. And just in case, if it doesn't work in the middle, we'll call it a day. Okay, so you won't have to pay any amounts further if it's not working or if you're not satisfied according to you. Although I'm 100% confident that this is going to work because these are like the potential orders that I'm talking about. So it's not something in the air. What do you think about that?
Right. How do I send the copies that I have now to Barnes & Noble and Hudson Group?
How many copies do you have?
I have close to 800 copies.
800 copies?
Yeah.
But that will be the unedited manuscript, correct? Because we're still working on the edited version.
No, it's a published book already. Mm-hmm. The manuscript I gave you was the published book version.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
if
you're
saying, the demand, so all I need to know is that addresses and or phone numbers for each of them, so I can contact them and let them know that I will supply them with the books needed.
I'll be very honest with you, Patrick. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, after that, with the profits, I will be able to extend, my printing with Penguin.
Okay, so there are a few concerns in regards to this process that you are proposing. Number one, the copy that you have, it is an old version of it. Right now we are working on the current version, and they will be more interested to take the current version of it. That's the first concern. Number two, these people or these bookstores that we work with, they actually make an exception for us. They've been working with us for a very long time. So if you think that they will be willing to just randomly provide this option or opportunity to any individual author, that's not going to work out. They do not work directly with any single authors or individual authors. And to be very honest, you can try this out, okay? Just go down to the nearest Barnes & Noble store or Hudson Group store that you may have in your area and ask them if they'll be willing to place your book on their shelves. There are two major things that they'll ask for. First of all, they'll tell you a straight no. Second thing, they'll be like, okay, you need to follow the process. And the process is that you send them a proposal of why they should consider your book in order to have it placed on their libraries or bookstores. Second thing, they would ask you for a sound marketing plan, if you have a sound marketing plan or not, if there's a team working on that or not, and what are the guarantees or assurances that you will be willing to take. Now, with us as a company, they have that kind of a rapport where they do not ask us for all these basic stuff. You know, we are way past that. But if you do that individually on your own, there's like 10%, 20% chance that they might take your book in. Otherwise, it's going to be a failure. I'm being very honest with you because they completely shut off the customers when they come individually and they talk about this. Working with a company like us, they know that we've been doing this previously, so we have a certain rapport, a relationship with them. And considering that relationship, they provide us these orders on print-on-demand. No random author, no matter how huge that individual author is, even if it's a best-selling author, they do not get this opportunity directly. They have to work through an agency or a company like us. So I don't think this is going to work.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I still do need time to figure out my financial situation.
Okay.
I did not do that. So what I could do is I could take everything that you said under consideration. Cancel my payment for now, and then we will reschedule a meeting for next week on Monday.
Okay, next week Monday.
Give me enough time to figure out what I need to do here.
Okay, but Patrick, you have already made the payment of the first installment. So are you saying that you would like a refund for that, and then you're going to think about this and get back to us?
And then you can contact me next Monday for my decision. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, one more thing, Patrick. If I initiate your refund today, you will see the reflection within 10 to 12 working days. So Monday will be much earlier than that. So by next week, Monday, you will probably not see the reflection until then, or you might. So it's a risk kind of a thing. So why
okay,
don't you
so
do this?
Next Friday, then.
Okay. What I am proposing.
My refund, and then we'll rediscuss this next Friday.
How about this? Let's keep this simple, Patrick. How about this? We reschedule our meeting on Monday itself. That'll give you plenty of time to think about and reconsider the entire order. I'm going to try to hold this off with Barnes & Noble and Hudson Group. Meanwhile, when we talk again on Monday, you can give me your final answer whether you would like a refund or whether you would like to reconsider this option, given the fact that we are providing $6,000 in this order out of our own pocket. It's a huge risk for us. It's a huge risk in terms of investment. So that is when you give me your final answer. If your answer is for you to get the refund, that is when I will send in a final confirmation to Barnes & Noble and Hudson Group declining the offer, and I will initiate the refund for $3,000. That works for you?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time once again, Patrick, and a little advice from my end, not that you need it, but I just wanted to walk you through this because this is something that I've been doing for the past 11 to 12 years. This is a golden opportunity, Patrick. If you want your book to get somewhere, if you want recognition, if you need to improve sales, this is something that you should take up, you know, because it's a rare scenario. Usually customers have published books and they do not get this opportunity in the entire lifetime. So I would like you to really consider this because it's not for our profit, because we're not making any profit out of this. All of this is going into your printing cost. $9 is the cost per copy, which is very low. So you can imagine that we're not keeping any cuts from here. It's a win-win for you, however.
Yes. I should write down your full name so that I know who I'm talking with.
Okay. All right. Well, I truly appreciate your time and patience, Patrick. Let's talk again on Monday, and then we will we will decide on the plan of action moving forward from there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No worries. Thank you so much once again. You have yourself a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.